Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
This story on Friday, and I thought, at first I thought, oh, this is idiotic. But then I thought, I wonder if there's something to this. And I'm not sure we're going to get any calls from anybody that has actually gone down this route before, but I wonder if this is such a bad idea. So we've been talking about Jesse James and Sandra Bullock now for weeks and weeks and weeks. And for those of you that have been under a rock, you've been overseas, you have no idea.
He was busted with having affairs with what? Five different women?
Five different women.
One of which would have a tattoo on her face.
Who can keep track these days?
Right. And he was married to, and is, at least today, married to Sandra Bullock. So he's having all these affairs. Mm-hmm. She finds out about it, right? Well, the first one that he had the affair with, Michelle Bombshell McGee.
She is a fetish model.
Fetish model. She's got tattoos all over the face. Inconsequential. She was the first one that he had the affair with. So she comes out on Friday, and this is probably more for shock value and to keep her name in the press more than anything else, but this was her idea. She said, you know, if Sandra Bullock needs closure on this whole thing, I'll tell you what I'm willing to do, me as Bombshell McGee. I want to sit down with Sandra, and I want to give her absolute full disclosure.
Oh, she's so kind.
On everything that has happened in this relationship, so she can get past it.
That's one thing about people with tattoos on their face. They're givers.
Well, let's take that situation out of it, just the theory that if you get cheated on, is there anybody listening right now that sat down the mistress or the dude and said, I want to know every detail? And that's the only way that you could get any kind of closure on the whole thing. Like, she obviously, Sandra Bullock, can't get any honesty out of Jesse James. So in order for her to emotionally move on, she needs all the details. And here, Bombshell is willing to give her everything if she wants to hear it.
What a martyr.
I know, right? Now, I've seen this on a TV show before, 404-741-Q100. It was on October Road when that was a TV show, and I think it was actually filmed here in Atlanta. One guy in the show gets cheated on with one of his buddies, like wives or something like that. And in order for him to get past this whole thing, the husband that got cheated on sits his either wife or buddy down that did the cheating and said, come over to my house because I know you had sex in my house. I want you to show me everything. I want you to show me where you kissed my wife for the first time. I want you to show me which robe she used. I want you to everything.
Why?
And it's the only way that I think that I can move on in this relationship.
It's like cleaning out a cut.
There's a part of me that would want to know.
Every little detail.
Because then once you know, you can honestly see how icky it is, and then you can remove yourself from that person by every detail. Like, they kissed here. You're like, oh, this is what we've done here. Oh, this is what we've done there. But then
you're not removing it. He's trying to make it better.
Trying to make it better. I'm trying to make it worse so I can leave the person and not have any other feelings and just attach completely.
See, I sort of see where you're going, but I think what's played out in your mind of what happened has got to be worse than what really happened. So maybe in some way, if she comes into the room or he comes into the room and says, look, I'll tell you what, I got this over here. It went all that great. We kissed over here. It's not nearly as good as you think it was.
I would end up with a manslaughter charge. I mean, it would not.
How far into it?
I don't know. The first detail. Like, I just couldn't know.
Even though you agreed to it. So you'd say, okay, come in and show me the
whole thing. Well, I wouldn't agree to it, but I'm just saying I think that if I thought I would, you know, if I thought I could, I'd start hearing the details and then there would be violence. Violence would ensue.
Sue was on the voice disguiser, but her phone must have gone out because she said she had to know. Most women want to know, so I think she did that. Lauren, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just wanted to call in because I've been in the same situation before where I found out that my boyfriend of 5 years was cheating on me, and actually a girl herself called to tell me, and I told her to meet me somewhere, and she did that night. She met me at a mutual place and sat down and told me exactly everything that had happened and went on, and It didn't really give me closure. It made it worse. So it did. I don't recommend it.
So now, like, I mean, how graphic did she get with you?
Oh, literally, like, laying in the bed with him. Oh. Who touched who, when they touched who.
Oh.
Yeah.
And why did you agree to that?
I don't really know. I think at the time I was so upset and so shocked and could not believe that it actually went on that I just wasn't making logical decisions anyway. But yes, definitely don't recommend it.
So you
can
don't
you imagine
recommend that?
Larry King having to do that?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
With a Hector guy all over his bedroom.
No.
Oh,
Larry King, though. Know. Yeah, he doesn't know. He'd lose. He'd be out of touch.
I would have detached.
I understand the theory behind it, though. Like, it would, for me, it would be such a torrid, like, crazy sexual experience that my hope would be if I sat down with the person, they'd say, look, this is where it all happened, but it wasn't nearly as nutty as you
think. But they still had sex with each other.
I know.
Whether it's torrid or whether it's boring, they still did it.
But what if it was worse than what you imagined? Like, you're like, oh, man, I bet they did all sorts of crazy things. And then not only did they do everything that you imagined, but then there was stuff that was like, whoa, wait. So wait, you were hanging off of the what?
Yeah, just, I mean, the only way I would agree to anything is if both of them were in the room and I was doing it simply to make them uncomfortable.
Oh,
wow. You know what I mean?
Dude, there's an evil in you I didn't know existed.
They're the ones that did it. Yeah, hell yeah. I would have them sit down in front of me and just talk to me. But to do it one-on-one with the mistress? No.
Mm-mm. Here is Tammy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I just wanted to say I've actually been the mistress on the other side, and I've had it was a weird situation, and I did sit down with the the wife, and she appreciated the conversation, but it went absolutely nowhere. It didn't do much for her. You know, it didn't do much for myself. She actually begged me to tell her everything. And when it was all said and done, it went nowhere for anybody. It didn't help me. It didn't help her. But you know, she said she had to know. She wanted to sit down and she wanted to have all of that information. And
were you still in a relationship with her husband? Because I also wonder if the affair has to be over for the wife to be comfortable with it.
She was. I was not. No, it was over between us. It was
so you
over.
Were done with her husband.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think that's another reason she could sit down with
her. I didn't know about him. I didn't know about her, rather.
Okay.
It wasn't to where I was. It was something I was doing that I knew about myself.
And did again, like, did it get graphic to where they were telling you what they were doing at what point? Or was it just simply saying that,
mistress.
Yes, we had the affair, or that you guys had the affair?
You know, she started out with the feelings. As a woman, I think there was more of her wanting to know the emotional attachment. You know, did he take you here? Did he go there? You know, and then towards the end of the conversation, she wanted to get a little more graphic about the sexual part. But I told her, you know, I backed off of that. I wouldn't want to share those things with her.
So it sounds like what we're hearing is we understand the theory, but if you execute it, you're not going to get what you want out of the whole thing.
And I think it's different if the mistress is no longer involved, because I think in that case she could sit down with her because it was over. So she wanted kind of a summary of everything. Right. I think that if you get together with a mistress that's still doing it with your husband, you're not going to get the truth. What you're going to get is manipulation, because the mistress still wants
she's
gonna the husband.
She's going to be moving things in a direction that benefits her.
Uh-huh.
But how could they still talk if it wasn't over? Like, that's when the wife and the mistress would sit down and have that talk, is when it was, like, found out about and over.
I was going to take one more call from Jane. Jane?
Hi.
Same type deal? You ended up marrying the guy?
Yes. Love the show.
Thank you.
But my now husband, but when he was my fiancé, I was a woman who said that she had some information that she needed to tell me about my then fiancé, and I really should hear it. I kind of knew probably what it was because it came out the blue and she was gorgeous. And when we sat down at school, I was at school, and she told me everything. It had been going on for a month, and I was starting to probe to try to find out when it was happening, where it was happening. Every incident, it was because I wasn't around. Like, oh, you went out with your girlfriends that weekend. Oh, you were at the school function this weekend. And I noticed I was not paying attention to my fiancé. Like, I probably should have. And so the only reason why she came off with her to say that he you know, felt really, really bad.
Now, hold on a second. So you ended up marrying this guy after all this?
Yeah, because it was my fault. I wasn't being attentive to his needs.
Whoa, now
no,
why is this,
no, no.
Why is this your fault? If you're not around all the time, then that gives him license to go and hook up with another woman?
It was just so me. All the time she was saying that, I started to realize, geez, maybe I am out 4 or 5 days a week with my girlfriends and not paying attention to him. So when I confronted him about it, never around. He needed somebody. It started out to somebody to talk to. Then it went to something more serious, but...
That's what he told her. That's what he told her.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they ended up getting married. They better work together, carpool together, get into some club together. I'd be nervous all the time.
Wow.
All the time.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.